The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
Fuel.
Nominal.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Nominal.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod.
February 27th.
The flight of the logbook.com's escape pod continues through all things fantastic, futuristic, and flat-out geeky. I'm Earl Green, and we'll head 'em off at the past, seeing what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1940, the isotope carbon-14 was discovered, the basis of modern radiocarbon dating methods. In 1992, with cosmonauts still orbiting Earth aboard space station Mir, the new Russian space agency, RKA, was created by an official decree from new post-Soviet Russian president, Boris Yeltsin. Unlike the previous Soviet space program, RKA would be more heavily invested in peaceful scientific endeavors in space. And in 2015, the co-star of the original Star Trek and possibly the most famous actor of the entire franchise died, Leonard Nimoy.
I'm only human, and I have no doubt Spock will outlive me by many years. I can only hope that once in a while, when people look at Spock's visage, they might sometimes think of me. But it doesn't matter. Because as far as I'm concerned, we two are twins, joined at the hip.
Born today in 1962, Firefly's Adam Baldwin. In 1985, the BBC gave Doctor Who fans reason to worry about their favorite time traveler's future.
The 6 o'clock news from the BBC with Sue Lawley and Nicholas Winchell.
Doctor Who is to take a rest. The BBC announced today that the Time Lord, who's been on our screens for some 22 years now, will be off the air for 18 months.
After 22 years on the air, the BBC put Doctor Who on hold for 18 months. And little secret was made of the fact that the new controller of BBC One didn't like the show at all. In 1998, the Stargate project was under scrutiny of a more fictional kind.
Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize. A certain congressman who will go nameless just does not know how to take no for an answer. This is the infamous SG-1.
Infamous? Yes, sir. Colonel Jack O'Neill.
Colonel, I've heard a lot about you.
Don't believe a word of it, Senator. I'm actually a nice guy.
And this must be the drain through which the money flows.
Ronnie Cox made the first of many guest starring appearances as Senator Kinsey on Stargate SG-1. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's expanded guide to Doctor Who on TV from 1963 through 2011, 4.1 second edition, is now available. Over 400 pages catching you up on the time-traveling mythology of the longest-running science fiction series in TV history. You can get it in print or ebook form. You can pick up other original books, ebooks, and videos, and hundreds of other titles in the logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook of your escape pod was written and produced by Earl Payne.